And they were hurt or something like that.
Oh, you get worried?
Yeah. A person who, now a kid in town, if he was a reckless driver or something like that, people would say, that boy is just, he makes a lot of mistakes. He's just a, what kind of driver?
A reckless driver.
Yeah, reckless or, somebody who was always making a lot of mistakes and never took their time about things, you'd say,
careless?
Careless, okay. Now, we were talking about a person who was a fool. What about a person who was just kind of did things who that never made sense? You know, an old lady who might live in a house by herself, or somebody like folks across the lake there, they say she was just a little bit
off.
Yeah, off. We said that. Other words, to mean that somebody was eccentric. What would the word queer mean?
Oh, that's kind of queer means kind of oddball. You know, you just.
Yeah.
You're not just like. You're just different from other than most people.
Okay. If you said he is a queer, would that be different from, in other words, what sort of would that mean a person is eccentric?
No, not especially.
Okay. The meaning of the word then has changed, right?
That's right.
Okay. It would mean
referring to that.
Yeah, it would mean what? If you said he is a queer, what would that mean?
I mean he was a queer.
Okay, a queer, then you mean homosexual, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now somebody who made up his mind about something and nobody could change him, you say he's mighty
hard-headed.
If he lost his temper, you could never joke with him. Before he loses his temper, you say he's a mighty, what kind of fellow?
Stubborn.
Yeah, you just can't. The least little thing goes wrong, he loses his temper. He's awfully.
Nervous.
Yeah, nervous, and he would. Just really quickly, he'd get mad. They'd say he was a what kind of guy? Really easily get offended about something.
Quick tempered.
Okay. Touchy or?
Touchy, quick tempered.
Somebody who's about to lose his temper, what would you say to him?
Calm down.
Hmm?
Tell him to calm down.
Yeah, just keep.
Keep quiet.
Keep
calm.
Keep calm. Now on a day you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
Very tired. If you're very, very tired, you say you're all
give out.
All give out. And then you're like, I'm just completely
exhausted.
I'm completely
wore out.
Now a boy might go off to school and then he'd come home. You say he came home early from school because he teacher let him go home early. He's
doing work.
Well, you might hear somebody was in the hospital.
Oh, because he was sick.
Yeah. Well, he said he was looking fine yesterday. When was it? He
got sick.
Got sick. Somebody who might be running a fever or cold, or getting overheated, nose started running. You say he
catching a cold.
Okay. But it affected his voice.
Sore throat.
Made him sound.
You mean got laryngitis?
Yeah, make him what?
Hoarse.
It might give you a
cough.
Okay, you might say, oh boy, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired.
Okay, I'm feeling just a, I'm feeling a little, just a little
woozy.
Okay, or sleepy.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. Okay. I go to bed now, but 9 o'clock I'll
fall asleep.
You might say, I don't feel coffee.